At 623-4821. Register now for your favorite Junction Days event. Red Oak Junction Days, where freedom soars, June 25th through the 28th in Red Oak.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 27 minutes now past the hour, 10 o'clock, and 76 degrees at our studios. Montgomery County Farm Bureau with us this morning, and Lucas Oster. Lucas, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Aaron?
Nice to see you. What's the best thing, most exciting thing you did this past weekend? Pull that mic up a little closer to you, Lucas. You did this past weekend was what?
Well, actually, we just got back from a small family vacation with my entire family, my mom and dad and my sisters. So we spent a little time out at Mahoney State Park for a few days.
Oh.
That was good.
That's fun.
Watched all the rain come through us to come over here.
Yeah. Very good. Everybody enjoys a little time away now and then.
Yeah. It was good.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. Kids are out of school, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer, what all does summer entail on the farm? What all is going on this summer?
Oh, lots of stuff.
Busy times?
Mowing, spraying. All that real fun stuff.
Uh-huh.
My daughter is in T-ball now, so
running
around with that. And then my son Emmett just is crazy all the time. But
how old is Emmett?
He's 3.
Okay. And how old is your daughter?
5.
5 years old. T-ball. Yeah. So you're good. You're doing the whole T-ball thing.
Yeah, man. And I get to be a coach, too. So.
Uh-huh. All right. Very cool.
But yeah, no, just hanging out and trying not to get too hot.
These are all good things, though.
Yes, they're good.
Lucas, absolutely. Kids running around, T-ball, and all the good things. So yeah. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on with – how long have you been involved with Farm Bureau, by the way?
I think I – I'm in my 5th year. Yeah, I think this is my 5th year on the Montgomery County Board.
Yeah.
So
one of the things that we hear a lot about, you can tune into almost any news report, go to any pick a ag-related article. It doesn't even have to be ag-related, to be honest with you. Water quality is a hot top topic. I mean,
yes.
A lot of discussion over water quality, especially in the state of Iowa. And especially in a political season, to be honest with you. So let's talk a little bit about water quality.
You know, I think it's pretty well known. Our water quality isn't where everybody in the state wants it to be. And as farmers, we try to do our best by controlling our runoff, our erosion, our filtering.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot, and I think Montgomery County as a whole, when you travel the countryside, I think it does a very good job. Very few farms don't have terraces anymore. You see a lot of filter strips. A lot more wetlands are being implemented back here in the last 10 years. So I think Montgomery County, we can commend ourselves. I think we do a really nice job. You go across the state and you can see some areas that need some work. But yes, it's a hot topic that as agriculture gets a lot of the blame for, whether that's fair or not, but we got to keep trying our best to control it the best we can.
You know, it is an important topic, and I think, like you say, in the last several years, huge improvements have been made.
Yes.
I mean, I think it was in the 1930s that we straightened the Nishnabotna out here by Red Oak. There were a lot of channels that were straightened.
Yep.
There's a wholly and completely different mindset today in our understanding of what slowing down runoff and filter strips and all the things that you just mentioned, terraces, cover crops, all of these things, how it all plays into our water quality. We just keep getting better and gain more knowledge.
Yes, and unfortunately, it seems like the rain events we get now are big.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get very many of the nice gentle rains anymore, as we've seen here the last couple weeks in this area.
Yeah.
So we take a lot of water at a time anymore.
And, yeah.
It's important to try to control that the best we can.
Well, one of the things that Farm Bureau does that I keep saying, it's important to have people that understand what's going on the farm to help make and guide policy decisions. Those policy decisions that are made in Des Moines and made in D.C. have huge impact on the farm.
Yes.
Just to the water quality issues that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for example, the Iowa Farm Bureau puts a newsletter out every month. And so this month they're actually highlighting water quality and a few topics as far as what they're wanting people to know is there's a few new things coming. So it's actually the Iowa Seed Association is offering some cost share to put in cover crops following corn, just regular field production and also seed corn production or anything like that, where it's different than just your regular FSA, your programs, your natural resources. This is a different person trying to help out, giving some cost share to putting those cover crops in, because it does come at a cost, seeding and then eliminating it or harvesting it, however you want to take care of it. So this is all, if you're interested in learning more, you can go to the Iowa Farm Bureau website and see more details on that. But that is something that is new for this coming year.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I mentioned earlier, wetlands, Iowa wetlands projects have really picked up here in the last couple of years. Well,
tell me about that. What's going on there?
So basically areas that are taking water mm-hmm. all the time. The Iowa, legislature is set aside money to help farmers put some of that land back into what was natural wetlands mm-hmm. instead of draining it out and farming it or just to even hay it or whatever. They're actually inviting you to put those back into wetlands, both for natural habitat for animals and for water quality. It's filtrating the water before it enters field or streams and rivers. And
mm-hmm.
So I know that a lot of ponds have been getting put in here. I know the last probably 10 years, there's been some pretty good incentives for that. But just some things about what wetlands do to water quality is, like I said, they're just filters, natural filters for the soil. It helps filter impurities out of the, chemicals, if there's any in the soil.
Yeah.
And just naturally not letting the silt run into the rivers and stuff. It helps with that. So just this stat, since the early 2000s, Iowa farmers have helped restore 140 water quality wetlands. Over 90 new wetland construction projects are planned for 2026 across the state.
So wow.
There's a lot. And this is not just a 2 to 3 acre pond. A lot of these are huge. You're talking sometimes upwards of a couple hundred acres mm-hmm. of wetland projects. Yes, it might be taking some farmland out, but it's probably not the best farmland anyway.
Right.
But along with the water runoff, it also, the other side is the natural habitat. It says in here in 2025, Iowa was home to a record 158 nesting pairs of trumpeter swans, which were almost completely extinct.
Yeah.
That's up 17% from 2022.
Wow.
So having these wetlands is giving them an area to thrive and hopefully keep that species around for a long time.
Well, just from a personal standpoint, Lucas, I think that I love wetlands.
Yeah.
Because it helps with ducks.
Yep.
It helps with pheasant. I mean, it's across the board. From someone who loves to hunt, I mean, the wetlands are great.
Sure.
So you bet, absolutely. So,
yeah. So that was kind of a part of this newsletter. And like I said earlier, you can view this newsletter on, it's called the Nutrient Strategy Newsletter. You can see it on the website if you want to learn more details. And then one of the last things on this newsletter is that USDA Conservation has some innovation grants coming.
Tell me about that.
And I'll just read it here just so I don't get it wrong. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced the availability of $65 million in funding this year for new tools, approaches, practices, and technologies through the Conservation Innovation Grant Program. So this is, you'd have to look into what they consider their practices. But if any of those for, which I'm assuming would be similar to these, what we're working with now, and then some new tools or new programs that they have set aside. If you have any interest in that, you can go to the Farm Bureau website, click on the links within this newsletter, and it will tell you anything available.
Yeah.
But it does sound like there is $65 million available. I think.
And this is for Iowa, right? For Iowa Farm Bureau.
This is a nationwide. Yes,
project.
This is nationwide, but there would be a way to get some cost share, maybe even potentially full share money mm-hmm. to do some of these programs if anybody's interested. So,
and by the way, we are visiting with Lucas Oster from the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. again, a lot of good work. And these things take time.
Yes.
To, like you mentioned, putting in ponds and restoring wetlands and all of those sorts of things. It takes time for those things to happen. Yeah. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, so. And there's a lot of management to it after it's done, too. Mm-hmm. Specifically on my farm, we don't have any wetlands or we don't have any ponds, but we do. We have, in the last, my life, put in miles of terraces.
Yeah.
So that comes with maintenance, keeping them working the correct way. And then here in the last 10 years, we have implemented several acres, a couple hundred acres into filter strips along streams and creeks that are that just help filter anything before mm-hmm. it hits those as best as we can. That is actually a program where that's through the CRP program.
Mm-hmm.
So that does add some incentive to do that, but with that there comes maintenance,
mm-hmm.
keeping it tree free and weed free the best you can. So, you know, it's not just something that you set and forget either.
There's work involved.
There's work involved, and
sure.
Iowa, you know, specifically Iowa farmers, I think take a lot of pride in making it the best that they can.
This all goes to, well, water quality, obviously, but also taking care of your farm, which the farm's, you know, as they say about dirt, no, you're not making any more of it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and the soil and the farm has been in the family for 100 years, 150 years at some point now. I mean, you want to preserve that.
Yeah.
And you want that to continue on down the road because it'll be here long after you and I are gone.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you want to take care of it. So.
Sure. Yep. And that's all stuff that we, as farmers, can try to do our best on. It's something that's not only vital for us, but for everybody else.
Yeah.
We have to consider, you know, everybody else has to drink the same water that we are.
You bet.
So, you know, we want to implement what we can and do our best.
So, Lucas, tell me about the sizzling summer.
Okay, so this is a different topic, but Iowa Farm Bureau has partnered with Fairway grocery stores. I know that Red Oak specifically is part of this, and I believe the Shenandoah and Clarinda locations are too, but there's 119 stores statewide that are participating, and
mm-hmm.
it's very simple. Go to the Iowa Farm Bureau website and search within that the sizzling summer, and it's really easy. It's just a small 3-question survey that can't miss questions, easy, and that puts you into a contest to be selected for a meat bundle from each of the locations. So it's a $200 meat bundle
mm-hmm.
that Fairway will give to the winner at each of those locations.
All 119 of those locations.
Yep, at all 119. And then from the same lot of entries, they are also going to do a grand prize that is statewide for one person to win an additional $200 meat bundle, a grill, and a cooler. So it's a way that they're partnering for to help Iowa
very cool.
meat producers get product out, and
you bet.
And I believe, and I just did it over the weekend, entered in, and I think I haven't went back to look, but I actually think you can enter yourself every day, once
oh.
a day.
Oh yeah.
So if you really want to, you can put yourself in there every day until and I should say this ends, doesn't give a specific date, but sometime like the last week of June here
okay.
Is when they'll select the winners. So it's just something to, if you're interested, to get a chance to, and it's completely free, just nope. a phone number and an email. And nothing too crazy.
$200 meat bundle would be pretty nice.
Yeah. And it's all in there. I didn't remember what exactly the meat bundle included, but it tells you in the thing. So
very cool.
Yeah.
We'll enter that. And then you could potentially win $400.
I mean,
potentially.
Yeah. If you're the double winner, if you're that lucky. Yeah.
Agree. What kind of cooler do you know?
I can tell you here,
Lucas.
It's not hard to, it is. So. Oh, excuse me. I'm telling you wrong. The grand prize winner is a $500 meat bundle.
Whoa.
So that's more. I apologize.
$500.
And then it's a Pit Boss griddle, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Outside propane griddle. And then a Grizzly Drifter 20 cooler.
We're talking nice items here.
Yeah.
Lucas,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, it says here that you can, yeah, I think you can play every day. Once a day, So
I like it.
Take advantage of it if you want.
Go find that. Now, where would you find that link?
You go to the Iowa Farm. It's iowafarmbureau.com.
Yeah.
And then the easiest way is to just go up. I think it's to the top right. There's a menu thing, and you can just search bar and type in Sizzlin' Summer. And then the first thing you that will pop right up, it'll just play the play to win tab thing. So you can click on and
do it daily.
Yeah. Sounds right. Like it. You can do it every day.
So when you check your email in the morning, just go ahead and log in and do that.
That's right.
And play daily. So, all right. Lucas Oster with me. Back to water quality on your farm. So you say you've implemented filter strips with your particular farm, that you've terraces, filter strips, and all of these sorts of things. Do the filter strips, and I'm asking because I don't know, I have no idea, is there a certain width that they have to be or that they suggest? How does that work?
I believe the minimum is 30 feet.
Okay.
30 feet to the center of the body of water.
Okay.
And it doesn't necessarily even have to be a body of water. We have lots that are...
Like a ditch.
Like a ditch that's sure. Dry most of the time.
Sure.
But it would take excessive water.
Right.
And a lot of these are at the bottom of the hill, or even we have quite a few that are just on what we call bottom farms, but ditches that run to the mm-hmm. river.
Sure.
That cut through everything. So, yeah, we've probably have, yeah, like I said, between... Yeah, probably close to 100 acres of filter strips on our farm.
So, and with that, like you say, comes maintenance and work.
Yes.
You know, just putting it out there. I was just curious. I didn't know if that needed to be
30
or 50.
You can do more, I believe. You have to work, you work with your FSA, Natural Resources Office, they determine what they want you to do as far as width. And that's been around a long time. Filter strips have. I know that these wetlands projects have really picked up here in the last 10 to 20 years,
mm-hmm.
Specifically here in the last 10, I would say. Like the stats said, there's how many more going in just this coming year. So that's new. That's something that I personally haven't been involved in too much, but I know that there's a lot of interest in it.
Yeah. All right. What else do we need to touch on, Lucas? What's the rest of your day hold today?
Not sure yet.
We'll see where the day leads, huh?
Yeah, sometimes that's how you go from one job to another. You don't know what you're going to do.
I got you.
So
if you won the $500 meat bundle, and there were a T-bone, a ribeye, a sirloin, what would you pick? What's your favorite cut there?
Ribeye.
There you go. My man.
It's the best one.
I like it. I like it. So. Okay, good deal. Hey, anything else you need to cover?
Nope. Thank you for having us on, Aaron.
I want to go back to it. I think it's important the people that know what they're talking about help make and guide important policy decisions. Water quality is a hot one right now, for sure. So thanks for that.
Yep. Thank
Appreciate you. It. Make it a good one. Thanks, Lucas. Lucas Oster with me from Montgomery County Farm Bureau.
Hi, this is Ryan Hart, Ag and Commercial Lender.